Yes, sir.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the cabinet meeting of the Staffordshire Council on the 4th August 2022. Before I launch into the formal agenda, I just wanted to say a few words about Councillor Mike Smith, who you all know sadly suffered a stroke a couple of weeks ago. He is back at home. The good news is that he's well on the way, hopefully, to recuperating. We will miss him, his experience and so on. But I'm sure that we all wish him a speedy recovery and hopefully he'll be back soon. So if we just move on to the formal agenda then, please. Are you happy that I signed the minutes of the 7th of July and I've got a record?
Aye.
Thank you. So we have one apology, which is Councillor Mike Smith. There are no councillors' questions, and therefore we'll move on to the cabinet members' proposals. And change, I've got something to do at one of these meetings. Given the absence of Councillor Smith, I will introduce his first report. This is really a technical report because of the need to update our monetary limits for money market funds purposes from £6 million to £9 million. That has arisen for a number of reasons, primarily because of the influx of cash to the local authority that we hold for a number of different purposes. As you will know, we collect money from central government to disperse for grants and so on, and there have been a number of applications for funds for the projects. So just at this moment in time, we find ourselves in a position in which we need to seek this formal approval. As I say, it's a technical report, I would just ask that you authorise the recommendation set out in paragraph 2.1.
Happy with those, Chair.
Thank you very much. So could I then please move on to the community portfolio report, starting on page 8, which is
Thank you, Leader, and good evening. The delivery of disabled facilities grants, as Cabinet will know, is a statutory responsibility, and as Cabinet is aware, the existing contract with the existing provider expires at the end of this financial year, and the new provision is being brought in-house. Staffordshire Council will be leading the service delivery as part of a shared service with South Staffs for the moment at the inception. So from a process point of view, South Staffs District Council needs to give a delegation to Staffordshire Council, and we need to accept that delegation. And this report seeks Cabinet's permission to accept the delegation of this shared service that Staffordshire Council is leading on.
Thank you. So, presumably then, it's quite a bond proposal. Paragraphs 2.1 to 2.5.
Could read them all out?
No.
The principle, I think.
Take them straight, I think.
More than happy to, but I think the principle is as we've discussed.
Thank you. Are we answered that, councillors?
Happy with that.
Thank you very much. Can we then please move on to the next report, which is again yours, Councillor Burt.
Thank you, Leader. Under the Rough Sleeper Initiative, Initiative 5, I'm seeking permission to spend some monies that we have secured from central government. Central government are committed to ensuring that we end rough sleeping across the country by the end of the current parliament. And as part of those plans locally to reduce rough sleeping, we are looking to provide 6 units of supported accommodation and to co-produce the solution with providers in the marketplace, with the aim of helping people off the streets This is a real good demonstration that helping people off the streets has never been just about providing a roof over their heads, but about housing. It's about trying to offer support to ensure that that we can provide that 24/7 support alongside the accommodation. This scheme fills a gap that we have within the borough for specialist accommodation for single people with multiple and complex needs. People will have heard me talk previously about the increasing complexity due to the pandemic of many people. So this is exactly what is needed within Stafford Borough, and we've been working with central government to provide this funding to be able to do that. And that's with the aim of ensuring that we eradicate rough sleeping within the borough, because one person sleeping rough is one too many. And hence that's the proposal as part of 2.1 to be able to delegate authority to spend the money that's been secured.
Thank you. Well, Councillor Winton, do you want to say something?
I think... What's your choice?
Councillor Price.
Thank you, Leader. I just wanted to commend the hard work that both Jeremy and his officers and this Borough Council does to make sure that we keep these people, or the most vulnerable people that we have, sleeping rough off the streets, and the support that we actually put in place for them. I know that our rough sleeper numbers are quite low, and as a general rule, those people don't want to be housed. And I know of a particular example of a gentleman on Eastgate Street. But what I do like is the fact that the officers do go out and visit, do welfare checks, and make sure that this gentleman is okay, and we will support anybody that requires it. There is no need in this borough to be sleeping rough on the streets. And I also said I commend the work that we do as an authority. I'm very proud of the work that we do on this authority with our rough sleepers. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I can only commend what Stafford Borough has done over the years. We've moved on from policy to policy, which has made life infinitely better for these people. Just a quick plea, and I realise it's 21/7, the thought he's given as to what sort of communities they're put into. I'm particularly thinking of some of the older generation who do get disturbed, because occasionally there's out on social hours and such like. So it's something really can we sort of a double play, make sure that great care is given as to where we put this important accommodation.
Absolutely, one of the things that can make this sustainable is looking to embed people into communities, and so it's really important that the choice of community is appropriate for the individual. It would be remiss of me not to mention the work of partners within the work that the housing team does. You know, whether that's Middlesbrough Partnership, Foundation Trust, in terms of mental health, or whether it's the County Council in terms of drug and alcohol services, and significant numbers of people in the voluntary sector also. And certainly without that partnership working approach, we would not be able to do some of the work that is delivered.
Thank you, and thank you for the other contributions. So we're happy to authorise that proposal.
Yes.
Can we now move on then, please, to the development and planning portfolio? And Councillor Beattie, if you would just introduce the item starting on page 20, please.
Thank you, Leader. This is actually essentially a governance paper. It's asking for delegation arrangements to be extended. It's something that was put in place when the original funding came into being, and that we have identical delegation arrangements for additional grant funding that we've received from government in 2022, all of which are to support the garden community proposals that we're taking.
Thank you. This presumably is agreed. Thank you. And then can we move on, please, to page 29, again, with UCAS BT in relation to the gateway.
Thank you, Leader. This is a paper to update on progress being made with the station gateway project, and is asking for approval to consult on the strategic regeneration framework that's going to guide the design and policy of development across the site, which is a matter very close to my heart, that we get the design and quality of our developments right across the borough when new developments take place. And it will be included in potential future adoption of the document by the council.
Thank you, Councillor Trowbridge. If you wanted to come in.
Thank you, Leader. And thank you, Francis, for bringing this document forward. Stafford Station Gateway is a very exciting project, and I'm glad that this is coming forward with the guide design and quality, which will show exactly what we're looking at then. I did note on 5.4, 15,000 square feet of new retail and leisure space. Well, I class leisure space as green open space and sports facilities, but I do appreciate leisure space can be pubs and clubs and nightclubs and anything. So I'm really looking forward to the detail on this. But I must thank you, Councillor Beattie, because the Newport Road Residents Association were very active in the area, a very active group, and they also live in the area, are very keen on looking at the station gateway as well, the detail, devil's in the detail. And I know they've asked you for extra time and consultation. I can't thank you enough for listening to them in a positive way. So I just wanted to say that this formally.
Thank you for that. We are going to extend the consultation period to 6 weeks. And I can assure the residents that we will be engaging with them in that time. Thank you again.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Leader. Just wanted to say just a quick word, really, because a lot of this stuff does seem to fall under the radar, and the huge amount of work that we as a Borough Council and our partners do going forward is phenomenal. You've got two items on the agenda today which are multi-million pound projects, and despite how difficult things have been out there, particularly post-pandemic, and we're trying to pick ourselves up and go forward, the work that this authority is doing, the team again, and the work that Councillor Beattie is leading on, is phenomenal to not only put forward more housing, but more businesses, more development, have more people come into our communities, to generate more funding for this borough as well. I just think it's fantastic. There are some massive projects coming up going forward. And obviously we've mentioned the Future High Street Fund work that's now beginning as well, which I think was in the paper this week. This takes a huge amount of behind the scenes work that people just do not realise. And Stafford Borough for me is a very up and coming place, a great place to live, and I have to say a great place to work and invest in as well. These are just two of those big projects that this authority is leading on.
Could you just respond to that, I think all of this is symptomatic of the fact that it was our ambition several years ago, to ensure that Stafford was not only a growth town, but that we recognised that it is the county town. And it's really important that in everything that we do, we raise the profile of Stafford as the county town, and make sure that everything that we do is quality, that it looks good, and that people want to come here. That's both people to live and to work and to bring their businesses. It's a great town, it's in a wonderful place, and all these projects, these multi-million pound projects, are going to shape it for the future.
Councillor Sir Francis.
Thank you. And so presumably on the strength of the comments, we're happy to allow this report to go forward.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I just want to add my own thanks to you, Councillor Heaty, and to the Economic Development and Planning Department, because as has been said, just on these papers this evening, there are two fabulous examples, which are not the only examples of work that is going on in our borough, so thank you for that. And then can we then please move on to the last item on the agenda, which is yours, Councillor Williamson.
Thank you, Leader. Obviously I've taken on this portfolio from Councillor Price, so he'll be very aware of a lot of what's in this report. Stafford Borough Councillor and Veolia have been working together since April 2018, and this report's for the period 21-22. Quite obviously it's been delivered against the backdrop of the pandemic. We still remember the pandemic, and I think we always will. And because of the strong partnership, the report shows that there's been very little reduction in service provision. Partnership's delivered against the key performance indicators and been proactive when problems have been caused by the pandemic. Just as an example, we all heard that there was a shortage of drivers around the country because of what was going on, and what Veolia did, obviously in consultation with us, was to take on apprentice drivers, which is excellent because it actually means that they are now going to roll that on and obviously grow their own workforce as they go forwards. There is daily communications with Veolia and Stafford Borough Council, and the fact that there's so few problems is testament to how well that's working. And on the environment side of it, Veolia have been active in the community. They've been brought grants forward, some environmental grants as well, and they're looking at their own sustainable footprint as they go forwards. Today we were talking about the use of reused vegetable oil and diesel to reduce the carbon footprint, and they've got many other ideas as well, working with Stafford Borough Council. So as I say, the report's here, it's going to go to scrutiny, and I'm sure there'll be some interesting questions when it does that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So we'll just ask to note the report, and as Councillor Winnington said, it's on its way to scrutiny, no doubt. We shall hear how that goes. And so thank you for that. And that brings the business of this particular meeting to close.